So one of the things that we always want to be as a church is really be a church that listens to God. I guess a lot of people find that concept very, very kind of huge and big and beyond them. But that's the entire history of the Bible is about God speaking, God reaching out, God coming to people. When the Bible says that God came in the flesh, Emmanuel means God with us. It's about God connecting with people. And what we want to always do in our church here, one of the values that we have is to be a church that hears God, that listens to God. And it's such a privilege when God finds someone who wants to hear him, when God finds someone who has open ears for him, God never ceases to speak and to really say what he has to say to them. I always say that God is an incessant communicator. He's like non-stop communicating, non-stop. He hasn't stopped, you know, because this is his creation. He brought all that we are and all that we see into being, and this is his own. And Psalm 24 tells us that the world belongs to the Lord, and everything that is in it is his. And he brought it into existence. And I want to say and share with you what I've kind of sensed over these past few maybe weeks. God has been saying something that's been cropping up. When God speaks, when you hear an inkling or just kind of, you know, a stirring in the kind of spiritual atmosphere or environment, you kind of pause and make sure that you hear God out. Because this is just like a life principle for each one of us as well. Just hear him out. Don't rush. Don't keep marching on. Don't just kind of go on business as usual. Yes, it will be business as usual, and there's plenty of time for business as usual. And business as usual is always going to be business as usual. It's going to be there for you. The main thing is that you hear God out. Hear what he has to say on a particular topic issue that he is speaking to you on. And what we're doing is just like really consolidating that word and kind of trying to hear God out, you know, on this topic of anxiety that God has been speaking to us about. Even when sometimes you think, oh, it's not relevant, it's always important to actually just pause for a moment. This is God speaking, you know. Just because we're used to it, it doesn't minimize, you know, trivialize it. This is God speaking. You need to hear when he has a word and something to say. You know, I better stop and hear what he has to say to me and hear it out. Because it has to have some value. It has to have some meaning. Though he's an incessant communicator, God is not a senseless communicator. Everything he says is of equal value. And even when you can't quite kind of put your finger to it and figure out, okay, this may not make sense in my situation, if God is speaking, just pause. Just pause. Take a moment to hear God. Number one, he knows all things. He knows everything. He knows what you're going to face around the corner. He knows what's going to come up in your life tomorrow, which you have no idea about. He knows practically everything. When God speaks into your situation, it's really important to pause, take stock of what he's saying, and make a note of that. In whatever way you can, because he knows everything and he is definitely on your side. And one of the amazing things about God knowing everything is that sometimes we don't even know. The Bible talks about, you know, that our enemy, you know, our adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. We don't know his next move. We don't know how he's going to pounce next. God does. And when God speaks prophetically into your situation, you pause and think. Just a good example that serves this purpose of what I'm talking about is Adam and Eve's sons, Abel and Cain. They presented a sacrifice to the Lord. God found Abel's sacrifice acceptable, but not Cain's. But the amazing thing is what immediately after, the Bible speaks about how Cain was very, very angry. And this is what happened. So Cain was very angry and his face fell. And the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry and why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at your door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it." God spoke to him prophetically. He just told him, sin is crouching at your door. Cain had no idea what's going on. He's just like, he was nursing his anger towards whether it's God or his brother. It doesn't actually say, but he was about to fall into a trap and he didn't know it. Sin was crouching at his door and Cain didn't see that. And it's the same. We don't see those things. And when God speaks, that's why it's necessary to pause. Listen. Hear him out. Take note of what he's saying. Don't just march on like it's business as usual. Unfortunately, Cain did not heed God's word. He did not heed God's warning. And God told him, sin is crouching at the door. It's desirous for you, but you must rule over it. God gave him the chance, the opportunity, and the knowledge that he would otherwise not have had God not spoken into his situation. And this was clear that Cain knew because God gave him that knowledge. And he told him, rule over it. He didn't. In the next few verses, what he did was he actually fell into that sin and he became the first murderer in human history. He murdered his own brother. God warned him. God spoke into his situation. He fell for something that he could have avoided. And that's what we learn as we, you know, go throughout Scripture. We see God, you know, communicating. And again, this is so, so important. It's as if God is alerting us and giving us the heads up, you know, of what's around. And if we don't have the time or if we don't have the patience to stop and listen to him, to hear him out, you know, we're the ones who are going to suffer. Many years ago, I used to occasionally go to a particular church called Edmonton Temple up in Edmonton. And I just remember some of the teachings. And one day, there was one woman who came up to speak at a wedding where I was a best man to a friend. And then this lady stood up to talk at that wedding on that day. She said a lot of things. But one thing stayed with me. That thing stuck with me for the rest of my life. And she said this. She said, you neglect God's word at your peril. I don't remember the rest of what she said. I truly don't. I don't even know what subject or topic she talked about. But this was like a dart that went and stuck onto the dartboard, like on my heart. You neglect God's word at your peril. And this is an example. Cain is a prime example of how we neglect God's word. And when we do that, it's at our peril. It's at our peril. And that's why we just need to hear God out. We just need to give him time, especially when God is bringing something up over and over in our lives and trying to get our attention, grab our attention. We just pause and listen him out and see what he says.